to 641 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Devan Cook is the Santa Rosa County Administrator, joins us the day after we have the County Commission Committee meeting, which is always on a Monday, and then the regular meeting is on a Thursday for Santa Rosa County. Devan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. Hey, we are for our purposes ignoring the drama, what James Calkins called the llama drama. We'll get to that. I don't know if we'll have time to get to it today, but that's not your business. Your business instead is there's actually kind of a lot of stuff on this agenda. Before we get to that, I did want to ask you though about this story involving the. I don't know, the P&J headline, I think, called it a theft, stolen money, $800,000 from the Santa Rosa clerk of the court's office. South Santa Rosa News said theft is not the right term, that it was money that was actually disbursed by a member of the staff, and a lot of that money has been gotten back now. Can you just provide a little bit of clarity about what's actually happening here?
Well, there is an ongoing investigation with several branches of law enforcement that are involved and bank investigators with one of the banks that we work with, but the money, it was not, it almost sounded like the money was stolen by someone. That is not the case. It is, as you said, it's a case related to some funds that were transferred to a vendor that does work for Santa Rosa County. Other than that, the details are still unfolding, and there's lots of information floating around out there, and hopefully in the next couple of days we can get better information and give some kind of a press release that will help everyone understand what the situation is and where we are.
Okay, so it's kind of under investigation. We're not 100% sure what's happening. Are the numbers in the right ballpark, though? $800,000 was sent, and then something like $300,000 has been returned back, or can you even say?
That's the information I have, but again, I haven't spoken to any of the law enforcement or investigators directly, but that is what I've been told.
Okay, fair enough. Good, and I know we'll look forward to getting better information when you have it, of course. One of the things that, there's so much I want to talk about with you. One of the big projects you're working on, improvements to Jay Hospital and also improved cell service in the North End, which has been this always problem for the longest time in both counties, but particularly in Santa Rosa County as well, right?
Yes, and the project that was discussed in our meeting yesterday and that's hopefully will be approved on Thursday is specifically around the Whiting Aviation Park and that area of Santa Rosa County. That's one area that so far the state and federal funds had not really covered. So, as it relates to the Navy, to the people that live in that area and the Whiting Aviation Park, putting in this tower will help all those involved.
Yeah, I mean, I remember when we were there for the Leonardo ribbon cutting, groundbreaking, and Kerry Smith kind of told the story yesterday that, what had to be done to take care of a beloved staff member who had a heat-related incident, and like they had to drive him a couple of miles away just to be able to get cell service to call for the ambulance. I mean, that's bad, because that's, potentially life and death kind of stuff. So good to see those improvements being done. We also have a good news note. You can now tell a name that's behind a project name, right?
Yes, Project Runner is a project that's actually been ongoing for quite a few years through our Economic Development Department, and we announced yesterday it's a large company called Cheney Brothers, which is a food distribution company, and they're going to be putting a very large distribution center in our Milton Interchange Park, so that's a very positive step for our economic development in Santa Rosa County.
No, that's fantastic. And how many code name projects do you still have out there that are in the works that haven't been disclosed yet? Do you have is it 1, 2, 3 offhand? Do you remember?
We have probably 6 or 8 that are still out there. This is ongoing with the growth of our industrial parks. We've added the I-10 park and the Milton Interchange Park. A lot of those are added through assistance from the Triumph funds. And county dollars haven't had to be spent for those. So our economic development department is constantly working to bring businesses in here. And at any given time, we've got letters of interest, probably the last time I looked, probably six or eight. I don't remember the exact count.
Wow. And just to remind me, in terms of handling the wastewater for those projects, you're building in one of the parks, you're actually building a wastewater treatment facility. But are you confident that regardless of what happens in Milton, or are you still dependent on what happens in Milton to be able to have wastewater treatment capacity for these new projects that are coming into the various parks?
We have everything covered.
Okay.
We still have some capacity with the city of Milton for our parks that has been on hold for us after the land exchange a couple of years ago. And so our plant should be online in early 25, we hope.
Okay.
We're pushing that. So that's all covered. We
Very
have
good. Okay.
Plenty of capacity to take care of the new programs. And that was the reason we started the project, to do the plant for our industrial park.
Perfect. And that's what I thought, but I just wanted to clarify because, you know, thinking about these changes, it's, you know, that's something people might be asking. We're talking to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. Hang on for just a second, Devan. Let's get Jake in here. Traffic on the fives.
All right. I'm not seeing anything out there on our roadways slowing you down. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are looking good. Not showing any slowdowns on Pine Forest or in Carr City. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is good. Highway 90 out of Milton through Pace. No accidents there. And Highway 29 is looking great from the Atmore Cutoff in Molino through Cantonment. If you see anything out there slowing you down, let me know. 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Devan Cook, Santa Rosa County Administrator. We have a couple of roads projects. It's always roads projects right now in Santa Rosa County. One is Berry Hill that you're where at the contract stage for the widening. Is that right?
For the design, yes. We are approved the contract, or we'll approve one Thursday with Moffitt Nickel for design services for widening and safety on Berry Hill Road from Schmuckle Highway over to Berry Hill Road. So that's a huge project and just the beginning. We anticipate that we'll continue that widening project on over toward the Milton area to help take some of the pressure off of the road there, off Berry Hill Road.
Very good. And I guess the original plan was maybe just to do a resurfacing with a bike path, but you decided, no, we really need capacity improvement here. Is that right?
Yeah. You know, our engineering department came forward and said, we're going to waste money if we put this bike path in and then in 2 years we tear it out. We just need to go ahead and look at widening. And so we actually returned some grant funds to DOT, FDOT, that had been allocated, and we're asking to reassign those funds or new funds to assist us with the complete widening project, which will include sidewalk or bike path, it'll go from a two-lane to a four-lane project.
Yeah, I always see that. We see some of those roads here in Escambia County that, you know, all they do is kind of furbish them up a little bit, but don't actually expand capacity. And I always think, oh, missed opportunity, you know, but they're nicer now with sidewalks and bike lanes and all that kind of stuff. But it's better if you can increase capacity too, generally speaking. You also have 182, which is, I think of that as the Corn Maze Road. Goes from the Tom Thumb all the way at the other end to, you know, quite a ways to the east, and west. And that's going to get resurfaced too, right?
Yeah, that project will be approved on Thursday as well. For design and resurfacing and widening.
Widening. Okay.
On that road. Yes. I was looking at my agenda, and it does include some widening of that road. And a lot of the roads were, as we resurface, we widen them for safety. We're not necessarily adding lanes, but we're widening them for safety purposes.
But not adding additional lanage, just making the roads wider, that road wider. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And any solution that's been brought up, because I know they got down toward the east side, you've got the corn and the farms and all that kind of stuff. And I know there's been a lot of conversation about the parking area on the north side, that people are crossing the road, and that's a very dangerous area. I've driven through there myself when people are kind of getting back and forth. And any progress on solving that problem that you know of?
Not that I'm aware of on that particular issue at
okay.
this point.
Okay. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, and if you don't know off the top of your head, that's perfectly fine, but there was a big conversation when you guys were talking about the taxes on Thursday, and Commissioner Calkins was making some allegations about, you know, we doubled the local option gas tax back in the day, and that turns out to have been a way of, you know, getting leverage and credibility with FDOT for getting construction projects. But he was throwing around a bunch of numbers, and it sounded like we're making all this money off the gas tax. We're not spending any of it on the roads. I think at one point he said there's either $12 or $16 million a year coming in from gas tax. We're only spending $2 million or $1.9 million a year on roads. Those numbers sounded like they couldn't possibly be true, but do you happen to know what the numbers really are in terms of the gas tax and how much money gets spent on the roads from that?
No, not right off, you know, just the top of my head, I don't. But I will tell you that those gas taxes are very heavily regulated.
Okay.
And anything that comes in for those gas taxes are spent specifically for road projects or for our road and bridge department. And so we are using those as efficiently as we can to continue to improve the roads in Santa Rosa County.
Okay.
That's not something that supplanted a lot of money that we had and we diverted to other places. That's not what happened. We use those for road work and improvements.
Okay, so it's not as though the money is simply being unspent or not being used or something like that. There's a lot of limits on it. It can only be used for certain things. You are doing that as much as possible. But the main reason that you did that in the first place was in order to get sort of skin in the game buy-in from FDOT when you wanted to go to them to ask for money, right?
Well, that's certainly one of the things. But again, as the county is growing at such a rapid rate, you know, we're trying to keep up with capacity on the roads and safety on the roads. And so, you know, that as I recall, and I was not in this position at the time, but as I recall, that was one of the primary reasons for increasing the gas tax was to improve and expand our road system and not just maintain what we already had.
Got it. And just, you know, this is a question you can feel free not to answer because it's a political question maybe, but you know, you're leaving soon, so, you know, maybe you want to say, your perspective on, like, the local option sales tax, additional half cent for roads and bridges, the impact fee funding source for transportation as well. From your perspective, the county has enough money right now to handle all of its transportation infrastructure needs, or really does need to diversify and expand some funding sources in order to remediate the repairs not made and to make sure that the things that are being built are being built properly? Do you have a perspective on that?
Yes, and it's not really political. Myself and several of our staff members actually had 5 community meetings regarding this, so I'm very familiar with it. And the reality is we've got several $100,000s of capital projects. Most of those are road-related. There are some capital projects that are not road-related, but most of them are road and capacity-related. And if the additional funds don't come in from the second half penny, we'll just be status quo and trying to keep moving forward with what we've got. But that half penny would really improve the road systems in Santa Rosa County because, of course, if it's voted in, all of that money will go to transportation needs. And once again, those funds can't be used for salaries or other issues. They have to be used specifically for what the tax or what the allocation is for transportation. The county will function. They'll keep moving forward, but the other half cent will truly assist in continuing to improve our roads and increase capacity all over the county, which, as you know, is a problem right now, the growth we've had.
And, hey, I have to let you go, but just a real quick, you said hundreds of thousands. I assume you meant hundreds of millions of dollars.
I'm sorry, hundreds of millions.
Thank you. I know somebody probably heard that. Like, why can't we afford a few hundred thousand dollars? Well, that's not the right. No, perfect.
I'm sorry.
No. That's why I wanted to clarify. Hey, Devan, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for what you do keeping the county running and working on the transition as Brad's probably going to take over as the interim when you leave soon. But again, Santa Rosa County Administrator Devan Cook, thank you so much for the time, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Andrew. Hope everyone has a great day.